Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. Now there was a certain man from Ramathaim, Zophim, from the hill country of Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuph, an Ephraimite. He had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other, Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. Now this man would go up from his city yearly to worship, and to sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were priests to the Lord there. When the day came that Elkanah sacrificed, he would give portions to Peninnah his wife, and to all her sons and her daughters. But to Hannah he would give a double portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had closed her womb. Her rival, however, would provoke her bitterly to irritate her, because the Lord had closed her womb. It happened year after year. As often as she went up to the house of the Lord, she would provoke her, so she wept and would not eat. Then Elkanah, her husband, said to her, "Hannah, why do you weep, and why do you not eat, and why is your heart sad? Am I not better to you than 10 sons?" Then Hannah rose after eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the temple of the Lord. She, greatly distressed, prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. She made a vow and said, "O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me, and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and a razor shall never come on his head." Now it came about as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli was watching her mouth. As for Hannah, she was speaking in her heart. Only her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. So Eli thought she was drunk. Then Eli said to her, "How long will you make yourself drunk? Put away your wine from you." But Hannah replied, "No, my lord, I am a woman oppressed in spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I have poured out my soul before the Lord. Do not consider your maidservant as a worthless woman, for I have spoken until now out of my great concern and provocation." Then Eli answered and said, "Go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant your petition that you have asked of him." She said, "Let your maidservant find favor in your sight." So the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad.
Hannah's situation seemed hopeless. She was heartbroken because she was childless, which was a source of disgrace for a Hebrew woman. Holding on to hope can be difficult when circumstances show no signs of improving. For believers, this can be even more discouraging because they know God could have fulfilled their hopes and remedied the situation, but he hasn't. Hannah was a woman of great faith, even in the midst of disappointment and pain. Year after year, she kept going to Shiloh to worship the Lord. Perseverance like hers is a quality the Father highly values in his people. Endurance in trials leads to godly character and hope that does not disappoint. Great pain often drives us to God. Weeping bitterly, Hannah poured out her soul before the Lord and offered a sacrifice of the very thing she valued most, a child. She laid her hope at his feet and promised that if he fulfilled her desire, she'd give her son to be God's servant. Sometimes what we strive to hold can be kept only by surrendering it to God. May we learn from Hannah's example of faith and pour out our heart to God. Let us release our hopes to the only one who can fulfill our desires or change them to match his will.